Lesson 3, co-creating the relationship. The most important step of coaching is establishing the co-creative relationship. Make your role crystal clear to your clients and help them to fully understand their role as well. Communicate this verbally and in writing in your welcome packet before you begin a formal coaching relationship. The coach's role. A coach is an unattached thinking and accountability partner. The coach is responsible for setting appropriate boundaries and policies, letting the client determine the agenda for sessions, listening to the client on multiple levels continually, asking powerful direct questions, genuinely appreciating, endorsing, and supporting the client, taking the risk to be wrong rather than holding back important truths, assisting with setting goals, planning, and strategizing, offering perspectives, options, and suggestions to raise awareness and catalyze the client's own solution, making powerful requests to deepen the client's process between sessions, and upholding the highest professional standards and ethical guidelines. These are things coaches do not do with their clients. Diagnose, treat, or fix the client. Manipulate or take advantage of the client relationship. Take responsibility for the client's feelings, decisions, actions, or success. Do the client's work for them. Work with a client when the coach's integrity says it's not right anymore. Get invested in what a client does. Coach clients without having the fee in hand unless specific arrangements were made for a pro bono or barter coaching. The client's role. Your clients are highly functioning individuals who choose to work with a coach to make more progress towards their goals and dreams than they would have on their own. In a coaching relationship, clients supply the agenda, their desired takeaway for each session, are responsible for their own feelings, decisions, actions, and successes, tell the truth as they understand it to the coach, do their own work, pay their coaching fees on time, show up physically and energetically to sessions. What to do with your expertise? Many people have expertise in one or more things. Whether you call it expertise or not, there are definitely things that you know a thing or two about. As a coach, your expertise becomes a part of your coaching specialty or niche. For example, if you've been a marketing director for many years, you might choose to specialize as a marketing coach or target marketing directors as your focus market. This could be a natural and profitable transition. When coaching, beware of the tendency to lapse into a consulting role with your client. There are strong distinctions between coaching roles and consulting roles. If your client really wants traditional consulting and you are qualified to offer that, set up a consulting relationship with them. If they want to be coached to their own solutions, your expertise will provide guidance rather than step-by-step instructions during sessions. However, it's quite natural when you serve one narrow niche market to develop expertise and knowledge capital, which you can utilize as additional income streams beyond one-to-one or group coaching, including books and ebooks, teleseminars, workshops, live presentations, recordings and videos, educational curriculum or programs, retreats and think tanks, and membership sites. Coaching versus consulting. Consultants advise their clients about how to solve problems. Coaches guide their clients to their own solutions. Consultants are focused on results. Coaches are focused on people. Consultants are hired to produce a certain outcome. Coaches are hired to support the client as they achieve a certain outcome. Do you know a lot about human behavior and psychology? You may have expertise or training as a counselor, therapist, or social worker and are now transitioning into coaching. No doubt you already have powerful communication skills. With coaching clients, put your psychological expertise into the background when you are coaching. Listen intently to a client without diagnosing or treating them. Learn to hear your client without seeing their psychological profile. There are some similarities between coaching and therapy. Both relationships develop over time. Confidentiality is crucial in both. The needs and wants of the client are the focus for both, and there are professional ethics and standards for both. There are some additional important distinctions. Coaching is not appropriate as frontline support for individuals suffering from chronic depression, anxiety, neuroses, or addictions. Coaching clients are well and highly functioning individuals who have generally accepted their past and intend to focus on their present and future. They are individuals who take responsibility for their own lives and will benefit from accountability. Coaching versus therapy. Therapists work with clients that need or want professional help to work towards healing, recovery, and issue resolution. Coaches work with clients who want a detached partner to help them enhance their lives through action. Therapists are experts in medical and behavioral sciences trained to treat diagnosable conditions. Coaches use questions and reflection to highlight their clients' strengths and areas in need of development, and then help the client uncover their own wisdom and solutions. Therapists are required to keep their personal feelings and thoughts removed. Coaches use personal disclosure as a tool to catalyze and challenge their clients. Ethics and standards. As in any professional field, there are ethics and standards for coaching. To be a credible and professional coach, it is critical to hold yourself to the highest standards from your first experience of coaching. If you develop and operate from your highest integrity, you will do your best. Check in with yourself before you enroll a new client and during every session. Listen for the internal voice that lets you know if you are in or out of your integrity. The most common ways you might fall out of integrity with your clients are failing to walk your talk and trying to fix or save your client, breaking the client's confidentiality, manipulating a client into hiring you, or taking credit for ideas that are not yours, misrepresenting your credentials or experience, taking the client's responsibility away from them, making unrealistic claims about the benefits of your services, avoiding discussions with clients about current and unresolved issues, creating conflicts of interest or compromising dual relationships with clients, enrolling or continuing a coaching relationship with a client that's not right for you. For information about the International Coach Federation's philosophy of coaching and professional standards, view ICF's Standards of Ethical Conduct at www.coachfederation.org/ethics. Advanced work. When to fire your client. At some time in your tenure as a professional coach, you may find it necessary to close or terminate a coaching relationship with a client. Oftentimes, it is as a result of the way the client is showing up in their sessions. Sometimes, it's become clear that a client would benefit more from therapy than coaching, or sometimes, it's just not fun anymore. If you feel that you are not the best coach, or that the process of coaching is not the best for the client, you have an ethical responsibility to come to a close with this client, and possibly refer them to a therapist, consultant, or another coach. These are some indications that a client should be referred to a therapist. The client is highly emotional or needy in most sessions. The client is reactionary and seems to continually be in crisis mode. The client continually refers to a traumatic event or abuse in their past. The client finds it difficult to respond to the present or plan for their future. The client often blames others for their own feelings, decisions, and actions. The client feels repeatedly stuck and makes little progress towards their goals. You realize the client has addictive behaviors that continually sabotage their efforts. You repeatedly have the feeling that you are out of your league in coaching this client. These are some indications that this client is not the best fit for you. You do not respect the client. You find it draining to coach the client. You continually overdeliver to impress a client. You find out that the client is doing something illegal. You feel resentful about your fees or time invested in the client. You realize that you have had sexual or romantic feelings for the client. The client is telling you what you want to hear instead of the truth. You repeatedly want more from your client than they do for themselves. You can no longer be objective and are repeatedly hijacking the agenda. Sometimes clients don't assume their proper role in the coach-client relationship. In these situations, ask the client to correct their behavior. Have a verbal conversation, not email, with the intent of coming to an agreement. Watch to see if the client's behavior shifts. Here are three things that need immediate conversation. The client is not paying their fee on time. The client continually expects you to have the answers. the client does not bring a real current agenda topic to each session. That concludes lesson number 3. Take a look at your action challenges now.